From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading A Window in Time by Carolyn Lampman. Now let's begin with Prologue. July 15th, 2004.
All right, Chuck. Let her go.
Oh, God, Brianna whispered as she closed her eyes and swallowed nervously. How in heaven's name had Linda talked her into going up in a hot air balloon?
Heights bother you?
The balloonist asked with a hint of amusement in his voice. No.
Then open your eyes, or you'll miss the best part.
I'll, wait until we're in the air.
We already are.
What? Brianna cautiously opened one eye and peeked over the side of the basket. There had been no feeling of liftoff, but the crowd below on the soccer field already looked more doll-like than human.
See? It isn't so bad now, is it?
She gave a weak smile. I guess not.
Are you sure you're not afraid of heights? The balloonist asked, raising an eyebrow.
Not usually. In fact, that's why I'm here. My friend Linda was supposed to be your passenger, but she got cold feet at the last minute. Brianna glanced uneasily at the ground again. Actually, my toes aren't feeling exactly toasty right now, either. He chuckled.
Then don't look down. The view is better in the sky now, anyway.
Obediently, she lifted her gaze to the other balloons that had risen with them. Oh. Bobbing along like so many magic bubbles, their jewel-like colors were bright against the early morning sky. Brianna's fear left as suddenly as it had come. The wind brushed her cheek in a caress as exhilarating as a lover's kiss, and she felt a peculiar rush of euphoria.
Beautiful, isn't it?
It's incredible, she said in an awestruck voice.
She jumped in alarm a moment later as the propane burner roared to life right next to her, and a huge flame shot up.